Thursday the 16th of May, Kofhei Laomer, Rabbi Yechiel Levenberg, Chayecho Kodmim L'chaye Chavecho.
A small part of a pasuk in this week's Sedra, which causes a major revolution in both the halachic and ethical world. That's the three words of Mechei Ochicha Ima. The Gemara in Bava Metzia in Daf Samach Bei says the following. Kedesanya, Shnayim Shoyu Mahalchim Baderech. There were two gentlemen walking along the path, a road, and it wasn't in a civilized area where there was you can get your own provisions. Ubiyad echad mehem kitan shomayim, and one of the two gentlemen came well prepared, and he brought along his jug of water, and they had some distance until they get to the next station where there will be water. And im shoysim shneim meisim. Now, these two gentlemen who were walking, if they were to both drink from and share this jug of water, im shoysim, if they both drink, shneim meisim, they will both die. Means there isn't enough water to get for both of them till they get to the next station where they'll have water. Ve'im shoysa echad mehem magia liyishuv. But if only one were to drink, the one would reach the next station and the other one would die. It's Dorash Bar Petura. He was one of the Tanoim, and he said, "Mutav sheyishtu shnehem v'yamusu, v'al yira echad mehem l'misosar shel chaveiro." So Bar Petura paskins, we have here a moral dilemma. If one of them were to drink, he will survive. If they were both to drink and share it, they'll both die. So Bar Petura paskin, it doesn't matter. Better that both should drink, let them, eventually they'll both die, but it wouldn't be fair that one should be over the other, it wouldn't be fair that one should survive and one shouldn't, it wouldn't be right for one to see the other one die. That is what Ben Petura paskens. Ad shebo Rav Akiva v'omar. Avelimei. Rav Akiva then came and he said, no, we can't pasken like Ben Petura. And he taught us, v'chai achicha imach. Chayecha koidmim l'chaye chaverecha. The pasuk says that chayachicha imach means your friend should live imach together with you. That means you're there. Person's got to be alive in order that his friend should live with him. So Rabbi Kiva paskins that chayecha koidmim l'chaye chaverecha. Your life takes precedence to everyone else. Therefore, the gentleman who's holding the jug of water, that man comes first. Therefore, he can drink his water. There's no need for him to share it with the other fellow, because if he did, he wouldn't survive. And the pasuk tells you that what a person needs to do to live he takes precedence to everyone else. His friend only comes into the picture once his survival is assured. And his survival is only assured, so he has to drink the jug of water. If there's anything left, the rabbi has to give it away. What do you mean? Well, with you. So first I have to make the you. The you has to be there first, and then the friend then comes into the picture. So he has to make sure that he is alright, and that he can survive, and then he has to start, once he is sure that his life is safe, then he can start worrying about everyone else. You got to worry about yourself first, and then only afterwards worry about anyone else. Here, where there's only one jug, and he needs it for himself, for his personal survival, he has to see to his own survival first, then he starts worrying about everyone else. And Rashi says, "In yishtu shneim yabusu, batzoma, they'll die of thirst, she'ein maspik l'shneim, the one jug is not enough for the two people. Vim yishta echad magia v'yishuv, and if one of them will drink, he will eventually reach the town, the yimtzamayim. There's plenty of water. So all you have to do, all the people have to do is to get and have enough water till they get to the next town, to the next place where there's water. Imcha chayecha koyim. So the Kiva taught us that your life comes first. Your life takes precedence to anyone else's life. This is what the Gemara says. If you look at it, we're looking a little bit deeper, we'll see that there's an argument here between Ben Petura and Rebbe Kiva. According to Ben Petura, he says they've got to share the one jug, even though neither will survive till they get to the next town. This is not fair that one should see the death of the other one, therefore they've got to share, and whatever the consequences are, the consequences are. According to Rabbi Kiva, this makes sense. Rabbi Kiva says, "V'chei achicha imoch." Therefore, he has to assure his own survival. Then he has to start worrying about his friend. So the gentleman who has the jug of water, he comes first. He assures his survival. Well, there's nothing left for the other one, so there's nothing left. What can I do? Now, what we have to understand, though, is the reason is Rebbe Kiva, because of the pasuk, the chei achicha imo, is that why he's arguing on Ben Petura? And let me explain to you what I'm saying. Rebbe Kiva said that there's a pasuk v'chei achicha imoch, and therefore the person takes precedence. Is that the reason why he knocks Ben Petura? Ben Petura said they have to share it. Comes Rebbe Kiva and he says, why should he share it? His life comes first. First he has to assure his own survival. Then he starts worrying about other people. You don't worry about other people, you're not going to survive yourself. You only have to worry about someone once you know that you live. Therefore, because of that pasuk, he then says, well, therefore in this case he can't share. Therefore, he has to go and look after himself first, and then doesn't have to worry about anyone else. So the pasuk of Echei Achicha Imach, which says that he takes precedence, that's why he doesn't agree with Ben Petura that they need to share it. That's one way of looking at it. Or you can say no. Rabbi Kiva held it illogical. Rabbi Kiva from the Svara felt that if Ben Petura doesn't make sense. Because according to Ben Petura, two people are going to die. According to Rabbi Kiva saying, why should two people die? Let one person drink, and only one person will die. Why should we lose two people when there is enough water for one, and one could survive? What is going to be achieved by them sharing it if neither will live? Therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, Misfora, that It can't be that they have to share and both die. It definitely doesn't make sense. Rabbi Akiva says, of course, one needs to survive. Therefore, if one needs to survive, one of them has to drink the whole kinder. But the question then is, which of the two? One owned the water, one had the kinder, and one didn't. Now the question then was, the only logical thing here is that one person should drink the whole lot. Now which of the two should drink the lot? Who should drink this kinder? So Rabbi Akiva says, therefore the person who owns it has to worry about himself first. Therefore he takes precedence, and he should be the one who's going to drink the kinder, because he doesn't have to give it to his friend, because you come first, and then the person comes first, and then whatever's left in this, or whatever there's afterwards, then he has to worry about other people. But obviously he takes the precedence.
We've been talking today. What?
Yeah, but they're not going to, the odds are they're not going to encounter any new water source. Okay. That's an interesting thing. Is there a difference in the type of people? But Rav Akiva says the difference is you come first.
Why should
it
be a difference?
What?
Why should it be a difference?
Yes, if I own it, it's mine. I have to look after myself. There will be a difference. What he's saying, he's starting to say something, but we'll see maybe later. Right. At this point, obviously, the person who owns it is first. Now, the question then is boiled down, and this is a very basic question. I'll soon show you what the difference is. Is the reason why Rabbi Akiva is arguing a Ben Petura is because he owns it, and once he owns it, your life comes first, and therefore it takes precedence, and therefore there's no reason to share it, and because you have to look after yourself first? Well, no. But he doesn't agree with Ben Petura, because Ben Petura is illogical that both should die, then they haven't achieved anything. We can save one person, so why should we save one? Therefore he says, Misfara, we've got to save one. But then there's a question, who's the one who gets it, and who's the one who dies? We have to make a major decision. So the answer is, the one who owns it comes first, so therefore he gets the whole kitten, and you don't have to worry about the others. That is the question. Now what's the difference? What would happen if a gentleman has two kitayim shomayim? I must tell you that the Chazanish, others talk about this. A gentleman has, instead of the case of the Gemara where he has one kitayim, he's got two gentlemen. But there's three of them. Three gentlemen walking along. And one of them took along provisions. He figures there's always another guy who probably forgets. So he took along two jugs. But three guys were there. Now the three people, what do you do according to Rabbi Akiva with the second jug? What do you do with the second jug? Now obviously according to Rabbi Akiva, one jug he keeps for himself. Right? So Reuven's walking along, he's got the two jugs, Reuven's got to look after himself. So Reuven will drink the first jug, one jug he keeps for himself. But he's got now one spare jug and two people. Pardon?
Gerdel.
You've got to give an answer. A gerdel is when you get stuck. Now let's work it out. Now, he's got two people and one jug to give out. One jug he keeps himself, that there is no doubt. Now, if Rabbi Akiva's whole reason for arguing with Ben Petura means normally he agrees with Ben Petura, but he's always a positive of Chayecha Koyman. Here there's no Chayecha Koyman. Because his life, he's got his jug. One jug we're not discussing. One jug he keeps for himself, and that's his Chayecha Koyman, that's settled. Now he's got one jug and two people. Maybe he agrees here with Ben Petura. Might as well share it out. Because there is no Chayecha Koyman. Basically, he agrees with Ben Petura, and according to the first Tzad, the only reason when he argues Ben Petura is only when he needs to take the jug himself. But here, he doesn't need the jug himself, so he has a jug to give out. And here, if he has a jug to give out, he should share it out. Doesn't like the same as Ben Petura. The Rebbe Kiva would say the same. What you can, if according to our second pshat, no. Since Rabbi Kiva says it's illogical, then there's no reason to sacrifice one person. One person could be saved, so why should both die? So here, Rabbi Kiva would say, listen here, it's true, I have my jug, I'm sorted out, there's no problem. Chayecha Kedmon dealt with. But we've got one jug and two people, it's illogical to share it out and have one of them die. So therefore, what he should do is choose one of the two. And here would come into play what this gentleman was saying, I don't know his name, and he would then, maybe we have to choose, we'll take the bigger Talmud Chacham, the bigger Tzaddik, or who's a Kohen, or whatever. We'll have our ways of dealing who to choose between the two, the life and death decision, but we'll pick out one of the two and we'll give it to him. But if to say that to share it and they both should die, that's Rabbi Kiva says the logical, and even without Chayecha Kedmon, he wouldn't agree. That is the question that's raised. Now, in order to understand this, we have to understand Ben Petura himself. Now, Ben Petura said, "Mutar sheyishtu shneihem v'yamusu val yira echad mehem v'misofer shel chaveiro." Now, we have to understand this concept. The Petula is saying there is water for only enough for one to survive, but no, they must share it, and even though both will die. Why? You shouldn't see the friend die. That can't be a logical reason. Let me ask you a halachic question. There's two gentlemen who are in jail, and they've been accused of a crime, and the guy want to kill them. They want to kill both of them. But as in the olden days, and in some Arab countries even today, you can redeem them. Pigeons for you. You can redeem them. So they have to make a major fundraising campaign, and they've made it, and the pigeons for you, and it's for the prime stocker, people gave a lot of money, and they're able, but they only were able to save one. They were able, let's say the guy wanted $100,000 each, and they managed to raise $100,000 so they can redeem one of the prisoners. And whoever they don't redeem will get killed, will be executed. So what would be the bid? Do you redeem the one? Of course, we'll give them $100,000. We'll give them $100,000. We'll take what we can. Unfortunately, we couldn't get the others. Put the money quick enough to save the second person. So, shine. Are we going to say no? We shouldn't redeem any because shalayira echad b'misas chaveiroi. That's such con. Even though Ben Petura says it, because you can't say that that's a lacking concept that one shouldn't see the other die. Therefore, we should let them both die. He said. So what is it really what Ben Petura is saying? So obviously it's only an expression that Ben Petura said. It has no halachic bearing to say that one shouldn't see the other die. What do you do? You save what you can. So what does Ben Petura really mean? It's interesting. The Chazon Ish there, the Tzaddik of Rocha, and the Sefer, and back of Chesh Mishpat, and he says like this. And he bases it on the Gemara and Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says, Mefakren Tagal B'Shavas, and well, it means like this. A house caved in and on its occupants. And under the rubble, you see, start shifting the rubble, and the Mishnah says, even on Shabbos, you can shift the rubble. Maybe there's a survivor. And Sofik Pekuat Nefesh is going for Shabbos. It doesn't matter what the odds are. I said, well, do we cave in? What's the chance of finding anyone alive below? Maybe there's a 1% chance. 1% chance on the Chal Shabbos. Fine. You can, the Mishnah says, yeah, dig. Call in the diggers, bring in professionals, put the lights on, make sure, do what you can. Perhaps, if there's someone still alive, someone is still breathing under the lava. That's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, then, well, if we have to find a person. So he starts moving the rubble away, and you get to his nose, the Mishnah, and you see if he's still breathing, And the Mishnah says if he's still breathing, then you get him out. So the Gemara says, I need a Mishnah for that? To tell you that if the chap is breathing, I continue the operation to make sure I get him out. He's got a guy in the live. Of course you pull him out. What else would I do? You're allowed to start that Shabbos. Of course you're allowed to finish. You found the survivor. What's your problem? So the Gemara says, no. This guy's really bashed up. I mean, the booming came in on him. So this guy's chance of survival, long term, is nil. The most that can be, under the rubble, if I don't pull him out or leave him lying in the rubble, he'll live an hour. And if I pull him out and I place and I get the hotel and then if he gets, and then I take him to the hospital and I'm off, he'll live a day. Critically ill. He's been fatally wounded by the collapse. So if so, do we bother? The Gemara says yes. Chayesho. He's going to live for a few more hours. Who knows what a person can achieve in those few hours that he still has extra to live, especially if he knows it's his last few hours. The famous Miri, he says, Ula yasa tshuva. The Miri says that. He can do tshuva and change his whole ilamaba. His whole eternal life could be changed in those extra time that he has now, that he knows while he's lying in the rubble, and he can live a bit longer. Who knows what he can do in those few minutes? So that's the Gemara and Yuma Daf Pekhei of Kol Chayesho, that we're Mechalel Shabbos just to give him that extra bit of life. And this is Halacha L'maaseh, that some of people will tell you that if a person has for Shalom is fatally ill, there's still Mechalel Shabbos for him. If a baby or whatever, a child or whatever, the has for Shalom, something happens, and even if it doesn't look promising, as long as he can extend life, even for a few minutes, we'll Mechalel Shabbos. That's Halacha L'maaseh, accept it or not. And it's based on this Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei. Says the Chazon Ish, you know what's worried Ben Ketura? Why did Ben Ketura say they should change? They should share the drug. Someone's going to die before they should. Make a choice, this gentleman said. A goyro, this gentleman said. Look at their pedigree, whatever we do. But at the end of the day, why? Says the Chazon Ish, because by you, let's say one of them were to decide, it's my job, I keep it. According to Ben Ketura, where before Rabbi Kiva said that the person who owns it got his pay. According to Ben Ketura, what was it then? Says the Chazon Ish, if one of them drinks the whole jug, the other one's Chayesho is gone. There's a problem here, he says. And the problem is, by one of them drinking the whole thing, alright, who will survive, who will go, but the other guy, had they shared it, would have lived another day. Right? So he has now a supply for 2 days, and 2 days he can get to the city and get a new supply of water, and therefore he will survive. But by doing that, the other guy, had they shared it, would have lived another day. And therefore, he says, the Chazon Ish, oh, I've got a problem here, he says. By me drinking the whole jug, my friend Chayesho is gone. According to Ben Ketura, you have no right to do that. You want to survive, and even though your survival will be a proper survival, but the other hand, by doing that, you're robbing him of his Chayesho, of his temporary life. He could have lived another day. By me drinking, you know, right, I can live then afterwards another 10 years. But that doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you've taken away. So Ben Ketura was worried about the Chayesho of the other gentleman who won't survive.
Which is all
Chayesho. Well, yep. They'll each have an equal Chayesho. If they weren't going to share it, so they're both going to live another day, and they'll both have their Chayesho of a day.
He's losing the second day.
Of course. Yeah. Every time the question is, how do I have a right to take it away from the other person? I will then, let's say I'm the survivor, so I will be the one who will live for who knows how long afterwards, and therefore by doing that, the other person won't have even his day that he would have had we shared. So am I allowed to take that day away? So according to Ben Petura, no. I have to worry. Wait a second. So, but according to Ben Petura, I have to worry about taking away the Chayah Shah of the other gentleman. According to Rebbe Kiva, no. I've got to worry about myself first. And then I have to start worrying about the Chayah Shah or whatever from everyone else. If there is no water left for anyone else, I can't help them. But according to Ben Petura, I need to worry, says the Chazon Ish, for his Chayah Shah, therefore I'm not allowed to drink the whole thing, and therefore we need to share it.
So
that is what the Chazon Ish says.
It would be okay if there are three, one has a
jar. Oh, very good. That's right.
Then
that's what's coming to play.
Then the other two.
Wait one second. So the Chazon Ish says like this. We'll just say in a minute. Now, he says, time with the Ben Petura, since there's a Chayah Shah, now, you have to worry about the Chayah Shah. Now, the Chazmish says, but there's a problem here. And the problem is from the Gemara in Avodah Zorah. The Gemara in Avodah Zorah, that's from line number day, says the following. In the time of the Gemara, Akum v'choshed ha-reticha. The Jews and the Goyim didn't get on, and there was always a danger if a Jew subjected himself to the care of the Goy might kill him because he's 40 years. He might use the opportunity, if it might slip, the operation failed. So the Gemara says, Amos Rabbin min ha-Akum. You're not allowed to go to a Goy of Shadok. I must tell you that the Miri says that the Miri lived already in Italy and a bit later than the Gemara, and he said today the medical profession is more professional and hopefully they don't kill people because they don't like them, and therefore you're allowed to go to a Goy. And things change, especially with the Miri, which I think most Rabbonim will pass, and if you ask if you can go to a Goy a doctor in England, they will say that, imagine that they don't kill people just because they don't like them. Fine. So if that's the case, maybe because they want to see next time, but that's the fact, right? They want you to come back. Now, if that's the case, so the Gemara says that basically Amos Rabbin in Akum. But the Gemara does say that what happens if a gentleman has a fatal illness? And the problem is, if he doesn't do anything, he's going to die. And there's a Goyish doctor who offers a treatment, so there's perhaps a chance that he will be able to. It's true that some of the Goyim will kill him, but maybe the Goyim will have the capability of curing him and might actually cure him, and then he might actually live. But he has very little to lose, because if he didn't do anything, he's going to die for sure. So the Gemara says he's allowed to go to the Goyim Shaddam. In fact, the Gemara, but the Goyim might kill him. So there's a problem with Chayah Shah. Eventually the disease will kill him, but had he not gone to the Goy, he would have lived at least another few days, right? So like this, we'll lose the Chayah Shah, go to the Goy will kill him on the spot, so he'll die immediately. So the Gemara says, don't worry about Chayah Shah, nothing to worry about. So the Rishonim explained to the Gemara, what do you mean nothing to worry about? The Gemara says, you know that you're Machal Shabbos for Chayah Shah, so why are you not worrying about Chayah Shah over here? The Goy might kill him. He has a fatal disease, but he would have lived another month. So why now, all of a sudden, you're not worried about the Chayah Shah? Why is Chayshinan, says the Gemara? Why not? The answer that we're showing him saying is, there's a big difference. Because here, if he does cure him, he can live another 10 years. So therefore, we're not worried about, the worst comes to worst is he loses the Chayah Shah. If he's successful, he can live on a long time. So it's worth the risk that he might have a cure, and therefore, in order to have the chance that he might be properly cured. What's the downside? That he might kill him. And so worst comes to worst, he'll lose his Chayah Shah. So on one hand, you can lose your Chayah Shah. On the other hand, you can live properly, worth the risk. So the Gemara Paskin, that's the halacha, that you're allowed to go to a Goyish doctor, someone who otherwise would have definitely died, and the worst comes to worst is he loses his shah, and the upside is that we could eventually he can live a long time and be cured. From this Gemara comes a halacha which we used at the time, and that is, can a person take an operation when he is ill, very ill, and the risk is that he would die immediately in the operation, and on the other side, if it is successful, the operation, he can live, he'll be cured. Are you allowed to take this risk? And all the Sifra apostles talk about this. Can a gentleman go into a dangerous operation? Well, on one hand, he doesn't get off the operating table. On the other hand, he might live properly. Should he take that risk? If he anyways has a fatal experience. And the answer is, the Shvus Yankiv, and that's faithful, the Gedolei HaPoskim, and the Moshe Feinstein, and others. Oh, the Mefurash HaGemara. The Gemara says that you're allowed to go to the Goy, because there is on one hand Chaya Olam, and on the other hand, there is the most you can lose is Chaya Shor, because if he has his sits and does nothing, he's going to die anyways eventually. So therefore, you're allowed to take the risk, and that's the Aloch of the Maisa. It has to be well assessed, it might be the second opinion, but once you know that there is a chance that he will be cured, it's better to take the risk, be cured, rather than do nothing and have just the chayesha. So says the Chazanish, you see that when there's a contrast between chayesha. Now, if that's the case, when we deal with chayolam, we don't worry about chayesha. So if that's the case, what is Ben Petura saying? What is Ben Petura saying that we can't give the whole jug to one person because you're taking away the chayah shah. But if you give one person the jug, so there's a chayah olam here. When we deal with chayah olam, chayah shah is negligent. Said the Chazon Ish, this is involved in the machlokes between the Petura and the Bekiva. This is a secondary argument that they have. And according to Ben Petura, we are worried about chayah shah, even when with the other side is chayah olam. According to Rabbi Kiva, we ignore the Chayashah, we give the jug to the person who owned it, Chayecha Koidman, and we ignore the Chayashah of the other person, like the Gemara assumes in the Zechavad.